Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
I'm Sydney, by the way. Dr. Sydney Herron. Big fan of your work.
What's the matter with you?
I have to start dating.
The sex with Izzy. It's like she's trying too hard.
I got fired.
What's the problem with you and your sister anyway?
She's not my sister. We have the same dad.
You killed my wife. You took her from me.
What do you need? Scotch, vodka, gin?
Don't tell Meredith. There comes a point in your life when you're officially an adult. Suddenly, you're old enough to vote, drink, and engage in other adult activities. So, why the brain? Why biology's crown jewel?
You mean, why did I go into neurosurgery?
Something must have stirred you as a youngster. Come on, share. Share with Sydney.
It was the headset with the magnifying glasses that tipped the scale for me.
As a man has a sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
I like that. Yes, I do. Suddenly, people expect you to be responsible. Serious. A grown-up. Oh.
Oh, work that. Okay.
As if you didn't know. I'll just be a second.
Oh.
I think they're on a date. That's definitely a date, right?
Maybe she's dying.
Is she dying? Is that why?
Grow up. She's nice. She asked me out. Well, you're the one who said I should go out and see other people.
I'm going to fake a heart attack. I'll do a great fake heart attack.
Here she comes.
Carry on.
Well, it's Sydney.
In movies, when the handsome but sensitive football player kisses the awkward, freaky girl in front of the whole school, that girl's her.
You are very awkward and freaky.
We get taller. We get older. But do we ever really grow up?
Do you have batteries these days?
Double A.
Is it really? Do you have one?
I have some in my locker. No.
We're avoiding him now. It's come to that.
Why are you avoiding Izzy?
It's like we're not us anymore. Everything used to be so easy. Talking at least used to be easy. Now we can't even talk anymore. And you?
Derek went on a date with Sydney Herron last night. It's probably a fake date to make me think he's healthy and moving on.
And do you think he's healthy and moving on?
Let me just take the stairs.
Okay.
Bailey, I just wanted to congratulate you on getting picked for chief resident.
I'm sorry if things got...
You deserve the job.
Oh, does she ever? Come here, new chief resident, huh?
Someone deserves a leg hug.
Oh, come on, Sydney.
Well, I admit I'm a wee bit jealous, but the chief has made his decision and I will abide by it.
Oh, Callie. I'm so sorry. Don't be. I'm fine with it.
Oh, good. We're being a brave soldier.
No, really. I'm fine with it.
Let's not spoil this moment for Miranda, okay?
All right, listen up. I have nothing but respect for the job done by Dr. Torres, but things are going to be different from here on in.
Things are totally weird between George and me. We can't even hold a normal conversation.
This will be a professional environment, so your love lives, your hopes and dreams, the little joys and tragedies that make you who you are have no place in my hospital.
He's acting like a total stranger, like I don't even know him.
The locker room is for changing, not for crying. The on-call room is for napping, not for anything that requires a locked door.
Oh, my God, don't even get me started on the sex. It is just tragic. It's like...
Stevens, did you hear a word I said? Grow up, I believe, is my point.
Dr. Bailey, can you make sure I stay on Dr. Hahn's cardio service?
Already done. But if you piss her off or mess up or in any way embarrass me, that's it. No more chance.
Thank you. I will be the best resident she's ever had.
No, Yang, I will be the best resident she's ever had.
Yes, right. Second to you. Chief. Resident. His incision is healing nicely. No erythema or purulent discharge. He'll be monitored and we'll try weaning him off the drip once his meds are maximized. After discharge, we expect him to follow up in the cardiac clinic.
There are four other people here, Yang. How about letting one of them talk? Mr. Talbot's cardiomyopathy is unusually complicated, that's all. You know, you could take a cue from Dr. Stevens. She knows what's going on with her patients, and she's inclusive.
What do we got?
Bus crash. Bunch of kids just came in. We got more on the way.
Patricia Hale, 17, vital signs stable. Sustained a large facial laceration, trauma to the buttock area, and an open fracture to the lower right leg.
Okay, trauma room check.
It's still bleeding. My face is still bleeding.
All right, we'll get to that in a minute, okay?
We? No, try the head of plastic surgery. No one is touching my face until I've spoken to the head of plastic surgery. No one.
34-year-old passenger Marcus King. No complaints except deep cuts on his left arm. Stable en route.
I'm fine. Just please help the kids first.
They're being taken care of, sir. What happened?
Bus slid down an embankment.
One, two, three.
Mandy? Mandy!
Marcus.
Mandy?
From Stockton?
Mr. King was taking a bunch of us juniors on a tour of the colleges up here.
Which means their parents are at least 6 or 7 hours away.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Hey, Colin. What's your name?
Danny.
Okay, Danny, I'm gonna take this off so I can have a look, okay?
Sully and his stupid friends.
The driver kept turning around telling them to shut up.
I'm just drawing a logo and suddenly I'm upside down.
And the pencil went like all the way in Danny's eye.
No, I can see that.
Does it hurt?
No, it feels like a soothing bubble bath. What do you think, Marissa?
I think it hurts.
I just need you to look straight ahead for me, okay? Try not to move your eye.
Should I call his parents? Why didn't you let us do that?
Sully and those jerks should be in jail. You should be calling the police, not my parents.
You just need to not think about those kids, okay? I'm gonna be out of high school soon. You never have to see him again.
Yeah, still gotta finish.
Danny, you need to calm down, okay? Because when you raise your voice, when you get upset, your blood pressure shoots up and you can lose your eye. I need you to stay calm.
Okay. I'll try.
Listen, I really can't feel what you're doing, but I hope you're not leaving a big old scar.
No. Just a few little stitches, but I do stitches all the time.
Do you want me to take over, Dr. Bailey?
No, I do stitches all the time, O'Malley.
I just thought with all the more serious injuries coming in, you want me to take over.
I'm fine here. You're not the boss of me? Actually, I'm the boss of him, if you want to know. I'm the chief resident.
What?
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know something? I'm not surprised. Hey, did you know that we went to high school together?
Yeah?
Yeah. And this girl right here, she is a genius. You used to help me with all my homework.
Just a few papers. Oh.
Dr. Bailey?
And I do stitches all the time.
I know, but you might want to take a listen.
Something wrong with my ticker?
Part of your heart may be working overtime, so I will get his EKG and page on. Will you finish the sutures?
You can't finish this?
Yes, I can do it. Sure, I'll do it. Okay.
You better be able to fix my face. In Palm statewide in a month.
Which is?
Competition. Palms. Palm routines.
You're a cheerleader.
I'm a palm.
Cheerleaders just jump around. Palms are dancers. I was on the football team.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're going to be doing any dancing in the next month.
You better be lying.
Not lying, you have very serious knee and leg fractures, not to mention a cracked coccyx.
What the hell is that?
It's the bone at the bottom of your spine.
Huh?
Bottom of your bottom.
My ass? I broke my ass.
That's one way to look at it.
Don't look at it.
Okay, you're going to need surgery, but the good news is that we'll put you under so that we can fix the bones and Dr. Sloan can fix your face all at the same time.
You better be good.
I am, but there may still be a little scarring.
Scarring? On my face?
call my mother right now. I'm finding somebody else.
Baby, you're not going to find anybody better than me.
Oh, my God. Hot cheerleader ass.
Take a cue from Stevens. From Izzy Stevens. Seriously? There's so many insults running in my head right now, I can't even pick one.
You need to cut Izzy some slack. Her and George are having problems.
Already? It's only been a week. At that point, you don't even talk. All you do is have sex.
Doesn't mean you can't have problems. Derek and I are having all kinds of sex, and he's dating other people. You didn't hear any of this.
Oh, please.
Oh, don't even think about it.
We were in an accident. We're traumatized. Fine. Whatever.
She paged me because she couldn't handle a few stitches on a wino.
He keeps hollering for Dr. Gray. I wasn't sure if I should get her or call the cops or what.
That's not Dr. Gray. Dr. Gray's a girl! I want my daughter! Alex Karev!
Stay here. Make sure he doesn't leave.
Did you page?
Karev. Keep Meredith out of it. Get Lexi.
G-R-E-Y!
I need to talk to you about your dad.
You know what? I don't want to talk about my dad. In fact, we're never going to talk about him again, okay? You helped me out once. Now, it's over. It's over.
I can't believe I got to fill out all this stuff. I mean, a kid gets a bump on the head and you've practically got to write a novel? Listen, Mandy, I know you're really busy, but if there's any chance at all, you could help me with some of this stuff?
Patients are supposed to fill this out. It's not really the doctor's job.
You be quiet. Don't worry about it, Marcus. We'll figure out something.
Good old Mandy. You always got my back, huh?
You hush now.
I hate to interrupt the reminiscing, but I am trying to listen here. You do have atrial fibrillation. But you're not symptomatic, so that's a good sign. We'll start you on some blood thinners and do an outpatient workup. A treatment plan you could have made yourself, Dr. Bailey, if you weren't acting like such a blithering idiot.
Oh, teacher's pet's in trouble.
Oh, come on now. Hush now, Marcus King. Hey, hey, bitch.
Yeah, your dad's here.
What?
He's drunk, he's noisy, and you need to take him off my hands. I have a broken ass I have to get back to.
Call Lexi. Not his babysitter.
I called Lexi. She's not coming. And the next person I'm going to call is the cops, because the guy's ready to get out of here, and there's no way he can drive.
Meredith! Gosh, it's good to see you. See? That's her! Meredith Gray!
I'm sorry. I really, really am.
I'm sure you are.
Nah, just for this. For the last time I was here, I said some terrible things to you.
Telling you not to come to Susan's funeral, it wasn't your fault. What happened to her, I know that. I know you did everything you could. You're a good doctor. You're a fine person. Well, what I said to you, I regret it till the day I die. And the drinking is unacceptable. I don't. Very, very rarely. But today, Susan, birthday, and I.
Should I go get Lexi?
No. Just you. I just want you.
I never knew what to say to them. In high school, kids like him. I always felt so sorry for them. They were always so separate from the rest of us. Alone. It wasn't like that for me. I was prom queen and class valedictorian.
Yeah, I wouldn't broadcast that.
Even beyond that, I had a great group of friends, you know?
Not really.
Hey, let me see what we got here. See that, Dr. Stevens?
Yeah, looks like the pencil lifted up one of the branches of the ACA.
Is that a bleed?
It is, it's a little one.
We need to get that pencil out of there before it gets any bigger.
I'll book an OR.
I'm not a blithering idiot. Hon had no right to speak to me that way. No right at all.
Marcus isn't a... Well, he's not an old friend, is he? It's maybe boyfriend or...
No.
High school sweetheart or...
I was his tutor. Okay? He was a track star. Didn't have a lot of time for homework, so I helped him with his math. And reading. And... French. Chemistry.
Then he was just a friend.
Really?
Okay, there was some talk, the possibility of us going to the homecoming together, but it didn't work out, and I was fine with that. Certainly not a blithering idiot today, nor any other day in my life. That.
Is it me, or are there teeny boppers staring at you?
I get that a lot. Started when I was their age. Never really went away.
Is that so?
Come on, let's go over there. Come on.
What can I do for you ladies?
Tell him.
No, it's embarrassing.
You can tell me.
You look exactly like her dad.
Swing and a miss.
Oh, I'm crazy with this Han thing. Every time I try and impress her, she hates me even more.
Not worth getting hung up on.
Why? Did something happen? Apparently, they're not even talking to each other at this point.
But I didn't say anything.
Oh. No, what's wrong? So that makes me feel better. Oh, thanks.
You're not going
to
sit?
I was going to, but I really need to cram. I got a really big surgery today. You know, we're operating on the kid with the pencil, so I'll see you.
Okay, see you around.
Okay.
Will she be able to sit on her butt again? Or will she have to carry around one of those toes she's been on?
She'll have full use of her butt in a few weeks.
I am so honored to be filling in for you as captain.
You're filling in for me as captain?
Well, somebody's got to. I prayed on it, and God seemed to think it's the right move.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I don't want you to worry. I called Randy, and I think I might have convinced him to still take you to homecoming, even though your face and your butt's all messed up.
I bet I'll take you.
He's classy that way.
Okay, so now that we've established that Randy's a classy guy, visiting time is over.
Bye, sweetie. I hope they don't ruin your face.
Go! Kind of sucks, huh? When I turn on you? Little manicured vultures.
My life is over. My life is over.
Mom? I'll be fine. It'll be fine. I know. I love you too. Will you tell Dad? Hello? Hello? Thanks to your piece of crap phone, my mom's gonna think I died.
Oh. This is where... Yeah. But we'll keep you updated.
Hey. You better not end up blind and go to some blind kid's school. Because, if I have to go back to junior year without you, you're gonna be dead meat.
You're a freak.
You're the freak.
You are.
You are.
Bleeding.
Slight. Very controllable.
Promise this kid life gets better after high school. He deserves to see that.
He's got a good friend. That's something. That girl's been by his bedside all day.
Yeah, but even some of those clicks are miserable. Just need to know what passes eventually.
Sorry, Dr. Shepherd, didn't mean to interrupt.
That's so funny.
Well, I'm just not sure we've come as far as you'd like to think, clickwise.
We?
The hospital.
You think the hospital's clicky?
You don't?
Oh, damn it. The artery's burst.
It's torn along the pericolossal artery. His brain is swelling. It's cutting off blood supply.
Okay, push 80 grams of mannitol. Okay, let's go. How do I tell his best friend that he's going to be in a coma for the rest of his life?
You can't tell her yet, Derek. The family has to know first.
They're still on the plane.
I understand that, but you need to let...
Danny, doctor! Oh, thank God. It's only been a few hours without Danny, and I'm already starting to freak out. I mean, look what I have to put up with. They're crying. Like actual real tears, because they're so worried about Danny, which would be fine if they knew who Danny was. Whatever. Can I see him?
He hasn't woken up yet.
He's okay?
As soon as I know something, I'll let you know.
You think she'll recover full function of her knee?
I hope so, because if she doesn't get back on the pom-pom brigade, her life is totally over.
Is that what she said?
Right after the band of harpies she thought were her friends came to pick over a carcass. Man, you think the way they treat her, she'd be ready to ditch them and the whole thing, but no.
Of course she's not going to walk away from that. It's her life. It's her identity. It's the only way she understands herself in the world.
Mm-hmm. I heard one of the sweet young things told Mark he looked like her dad today.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, you just seem really empathetic to her plight. You know? Loss of identity. Shattered self-image.
Well, you seem pretty happy about what happened to her.
Doris is just happy because Stevens and O'Malley hit the skids.
Didn't I tell you not to tell anybody?
I pulled all the x-rays for tomorrow's scheduled surgeries.
And what am I supposed to do with them?
Oh, I thought I could put them in the OR if you needed me to.
Well, I don't.
Back off.
What?
You're being a brown noser.
I am not a brown noser. I'm helping her.
No, you're annoying her. You got a chance to show her what you can do, and now you're blowing it. And trust me, these kinds of chances do not come around all the time, so... Yeah, just back off.
I'm sorry I didn't know you when you were in high school. I regretted it every day, not knowing you. Not being there. Sometimes I still worry about you. Then other times I think, maybe that's what made you so strong. Not an excuse, not at all. You are so strong. Gosh, you're stronger than Lexi.
I don't know her that well.
True. You're a very impressive person, Meredith. I'm so proud of you. In a lifetime. Lifetime's worth of brown. Anyway, old man's rambling.
Thank you.
Hey! How was your date with Sydney?
I was wondering when you were going to bring that up.
My dad's in the ER.
Really?
He cut himself. He's not bad company, actually. He's quite funny and charming. Drunk. Is it weird that I like my drunk dad better than my regular dad?
A little.
Are you okay?
Yeah. My patient's in a coma and he's never going to wake up again. His best friend is in a waiting area. Poor thing thinks he's... She thinks he's going to wake up any second.
don't believe it. Who told you?
Henry, he was observing in Sloan's surgery, and he said that Sloan announced it to the whole OR.
Wow. Melanie and Steven, they're done. They didn't even last a week.
I know. Tragic.
Can I have the key back to my house?
Hey, what?
The key to my house. I want it back. I heard we broke up, so I want it back. Can I have it, please?
Oh, you know, right now I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Really? Apparently everyone's talking about the fact that we broke up. Who have you been talking to, George?
Nobody. I mean, I talked to Meredith.
See, I knew it. What exactly did you say to her?
Nothing. What do you mean you knew it? You've been talking to her?
Yeah. But only after you were talking to her.
So, I'm not the only one who talked to her, though.
You talked to her first.
What is my dad doing here?
Your dad came in drunk this morning. That's what I was trying to tell you earlier when you blew me off.
So you run to Meredith? The one person that I ask you not to tell?
I was trying to help, okay?
Right.
And what about Linda Russell? Do you have her contact info?
You know you haven't changed. I mean, not even one bit. You get this very intense look on your face when you're serious. Yeah? It's your serious homework doing face. Hasn't changed.
Dr. Bailey. Is that a patient form I see in your hand?
Yes, I suppose it is.
You're not supposed to fill out patient forms. Patients are supposed to fill out patient forms. You have work to do. Your own work.
Yes, sir.
Mandy.
Mandy, I'm not feeling
Marcus. Marcus.
All doctors drop in.
Pressure's 82 over 48.
Tell radiology we need a stat spiral CT and page Dr. Hawk.
Dr. Shepard? Is he awake yet?
No, not yet.
I know Danny's parents aren't going to be here for a couple more hours, but could I at least see him, please?
Hey, come on. Let's go see him. When I remove the pencil, the artery bursts. When the brain swells that much, it has nowhere to go.
I would like to announce that I am getting 2 cups of coffee. 2. One for me, 1 for my dad. He's here. It's not horrible. What's wrong with you?
At this exact moment, in OR2, Dr. Hahn is performing a pulmonary embolectomy. A pulmonary embolectomy. Meredith.
So what's the problem? You're under service. Just go.
No, I can't. Because that would make me a brown noser, and everybody hates brown nosers. I cannot be a brown noser.
Okay, so there'll be other embolectomies. You can let this one slide.
No, I can't. I do not let things slide. I don't know how to just let a pulmonary embolectomy slide.
Sure you can. It's just like cutting a clasp. You never cut a clasp.
Never, not once.
Huh.
That was a pretty big BSD on the echo. I'm going to have to do an additional arteriotomy of the right PA.
Never come to this.
I'm sorry?
You should have taken the situation seriously. You should have ordered further tests.
Maybe I should have. Or maybe you should have.
And if you weren't so busy flirting with the patient, like a love-struck teenager, maybe you would have. Forceps, please.
So sad. I used to walk by his house every day. He was in my algebra class, I think.
Marissa, I know that this seems impossible right now, but you will get through this. And he would have wanted you to.
You don't know what he would have wanted. You're just like them. You're a prom queen and you're trying to act like you know what it's like for me. You have no idea what it's like.
I wasn't a prom queen. I was the girl in the cheap clothes from the trailer park who got pregnant. I got thrown in the pregnant girls class. I lost all my friends. None of the mothers would let their kids hang out with me. But I got through it. You will get through this.
I'm gonna write a letter to his mom and dad. It's really beautiful.
Get out.
What?
Get out. You're not even supposed to be in here.
She's here.
She's his friend. His best friend. Go away. Go.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's okay. You just lost your best friends. It's the worst thing in the world. I won't repeat a word. Thank you.
Dr. Shepherd.
Yes.
I'm sorry about Danny Metcalf. It looked like it was hard on you, which is good. If I had a son going through that, I'd want the surgeon to be fully invested like you were. You have no idea who I am, do you?
Of course I do.
Bye, Dr. Shepherd.
You nurse in OR2, the one that talked about clicks? Yep, right?
If you get your knee moving, we can get you out of bed, and then you can start putting some weight on it.
But I won't be able to dance for like a year.
Probably not. Look, sometimes when things don't work out the way that you planned, there's gifts.
You're gonna give me some stupid speech about silver linings? I am never gonna be captain again.
I was fired from a job recently.
You were fired from being a doctor and they let you cut open my ass?
Okay, shut your trap for 8 seconds and let me finish. I didn't get fired from being a doctor. I got fired from being like, well, our version of squad captain. Which is mostly about organizing crap. Not about surgery.
So?
So? I got to go back to the part that I like. Which is kind of a gift.
Apparently, when you ask for copies of the CT angio around here, people think it's all right to just give you the slices that contain the clot. Can you please bring me the entire CT?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. I'll do that right now.
Your dad was in the ER today.
I know.
So, you know he was drunk and he put his hand through a window.
Yeah. Anything else?
I know it was Susan's birthday, and I'm sure it was a very hard day for the both of you. And he wasn't actually a problem. He was kind of charming, but he seemed very sad, and I'd hate to see it happen again, so maybe you should think about keeping a better eye on him. Every day is my mother's birthday. My mother was born in March. He lied. He's a liar. And I'm glad. Really, I'm glad that you found him charming. I'm sure he was delightful. He's a blast after 5 drinks. Not so much after 9, though. He gets a little weepy and mean. He's a drunk, Meredith. He probably came in and told you how wonderful you are. How sad he is that he doesn't get to spend more time with you. Yesterday, he said that I was his favorite daughter. The day before, I was an ungrateful bitch. The week before, he wrote me a check for $20,000 because he said I deserved everything life had to offer. Because he was so proud of me. A lifetime's worth of proud. So you can't listen to anything that he says because it's not about you. It's about a pint and a half of Doers. So thank you for letting me know that I need to keep a better eye on him. Thanks.
Meredith, you want to come in for a minute and sit down? Meredith.
Sorry about all this.
Meredith, please, you have nothing to apologize for. Nothing at all.
I'm keeping you from doing your job.
This is my job. At least part of it. Think of it as the principal's office. Only I'm the nice principal. Anyway, I promised your mom I'd take care of you.
I told you you don't have to do that.
I know. I know I don't. But I do.
You had a clot that traveled to your lungs, but we got to it in time. So you're going to be kicking for a good long time now, Marcus King.
Mandy, you have always been my angel. Always have been. I never would have made it through high school without you. And I'm sure I wouldn't have made it through this day without you. Mandy, I mean it. Thank you. I thank you. My mama thanks you. And you know my daddy thanks you.
Tell your mom and daddy I say they're welcome.
Oh, hey, I was wondering if you got a chance to finish up that paperwork. I wouldn't ask, but, you know, I think a lot of it was kind of important.
Yeah, I didn't. I was planning on just gonna, finish it right now.
Thanks. You're the best.
Respect, this has reached a critical mass. You saved his life and he's taking you for granted. You know what he deserves? A long speech. You need to go right back in there. You need to give him a long, long speech.
I don't do secrets. I don't do any of that 15-year-old, ooh, I'm going to tell you, but don't tell anyone else. I don't do that crap.
We're not talking about who made out with who at the Halloween dance. This was a private family issue.
Your dad's a drunk. He comes in and screams at the top of his lungs in the ER. It couldn't be less private. I had to start cleaning up my dad when I was 7. That's when I turned into the grown-up of the family. So you got to wait till you were 24. Good for you.
Hi, Billy.
Sit down.
What?
Sit down!
You okay?
What do you care? With your hair products and your perfect little face, perfect little life, what do you care how I am?
My perfect little life? Have you been paying attention at
all? Yeah, I pay attention. I pay attention. I pay attention to people in all walks of life. All types. I notice people. I see people as guys like you who don't see people like me.
I don't see you.
Clearly, I'm not talking about you, Shepherd. Just guys like you who don't see girls like me. We don't exist for you. We exist to do your homework. We exist to build your ego up. I am a successful married mother. I am chief resident. I am chief resident of a major metropolitan hospital. I'm a surgeon who saved his life today. And he still doesn't see me. I may as well still be that high school girl with the mushroom hair cut and the Coke bottle glasses and the band uniform. The girl who didn't get to go to homecoming dance because it didn't even occur to him to ask me. All those late nights tutoring him and it didn't even occur to him to ask.
Band uniform. Really?
Do I look like I want to be mocked by you right now?
No, you don't. I'm just going to say one thing. In high school, I was 110 pounds, and I hadn't yet figured out hair product. So I had a big afro, and had acne. And I, too, wore a band uniform. The sax.
I would have been honored to take a girl like you to homecoming.
In some ways, we grow up. We have families. We get married. Divorced.
I was trying to think of a long speech. I mean, like Bailey with her long speeches and just everything I wanted to say to you.
But just as I can't talk to you, that's why I talked to Meredith. I don't know why.
It used to be that I was the only person you could talk to. And you were the only person I could talk to.
I know.
I need to be able to talk to you. Because I'm in love with this incredible guy. And we're having problems. And my best friend, he would know what to say to me about it. I need to be able to talk to my best friend. I cannot get through this without my best friend.
Why isn't this easier?
I don't know.
Well, I want my best friend back.
Me too.
Thank you.
But for the most part, we still have the same problems that we did when we were 15.
Hey, Rose. Rose.
You know my name.
Sure I do. I had to ask around, but now I know.
Oh, good for you. Good night.
Hang on. You know, I should have recognized you from the OR today. We worked together for 3 hours. Stop us.
I've worked on 36 of your surgeries, and today was the first time you made eye contact. Like I said, hospital's no better than high school. Good night, Dr. Shepard.
Someone figured out how to get back on the horse.
What? No, no, no. I was just talking about work.
Could fool me.
Hey, Dad, want to get a drink?
Dr. SNS, how are we this evening?
Hiya, Sydney.
Derek, you think I just talk to you for one quick minute?
Yeah. Have a seat.
Derek.
Sydney.
I want you to know that I really enjoyed our date last night. Really did. But I don't think that we should do it again.
You don't?
Derek, I'm a lot of woman. Okay, I bring home the bacon.
Uh-huh.
Fry it up in a pan. Serve it with eggs or on a sandwich or crumbled up in a Cobb salad.
Well, you do a lot with bacon.
Not just bacon. But Derek, I bring a lot of things to the table. And I'm looking for a man who can do the same. A man who can meet my needs. All my needs. I just don't think you're ready.
Well, you might be right.
Well, I won't let this affect our work if you don't.
I won't.
No matter how much we grow taller, grow older.
Apparently, I'm not good at meeting needs. And I don't bring that much to the table.
I'm awkward and freaky. We are still forever stumbling.
Do you want to get out of here?
I do.
Forever wondering. Forever young.